بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is not the first time that I've been here, but it's been a long time since I came here, and it reminds me of the time when I was in university. And the first day that I went on campus, you know, it's obviously I'm very visibly different. So, you know, I'm unsure of how people will react to me when I go on campus for the first time. And, you know, will my classmates be accepting? Will they be unsure? Will they be afraid? Will they be rude? Anyway, you have all these thoughts going through your mind. Within a few minutes on campus, I'm approached by a brother, alhamdulillah, and he comes up to me and he says, "Assalamu alaikum." "Assalamu alaikum." "Assalam." He says, "Would you like to see where the musalla is?" I said, "Of course." And then he takes me to the musalla, and after that, alhamdulillah, everything was good. So if you think about it, you know, being in a university in some ways is very similar to being in an airport. You know, when you first arrive, it can be confusing, it can be dazing. You know, you can feel small, you don't really know anyone, and everything is very new. But you, like most of everyone that's there, you're there to embark on a journey, right? And in this case, it's a journey of life. And the flight that you get on, meaning the field of study that you choose, will take you down a particular path, probably, and will likely have a major impact on your life. And it will likely play a major role in your life as well. So while you're at the airport, what are people doing? Right, so if you ever go to the airport and you observe what people are doing, some are in a hurry to catch their flight. Final boarding call, people are running, pulling their suitcases. You know, some of them are having problems with their flight. Others are having a meal, perhaps a snack. Some are catching up on their work, taking a nap, relaxing in a lounge, wasting money on video games, or if you happen to be in Las Vegas, gambling as well. You know, at the airport, the airport in Las Vegas is filled with gambling terminals, right? Because it's known for that, even at the airport. SubhanAllah, let's start right there. Anyway, so in the same way, in the university as well, you know, you find people, students, you know, some are in a hurry to finish their studies and are quickly, you know, trying to finish the research and taking a number of classes, more than they can handle. Others, you know, are having trouble maintaining their GPA, for example. Some are taking it easy, others are wasting their time. And like in an airport, you see different types of people coming together, right? So from different countries, different backgrounds, different preferences, different expectations, everyone coming together. But they have one thing in common at the airport, is that they're all travelers, and here that pretty much everyone almost is a student. But if you're at an airport in a faraway land, right, or in a city, for example, in America or somewhere where you don't expect to see a Muslim, you know, if you come across a Muslim, if you come across someone who's familiar, it gives you a sense of relief, it gives you a sense of reassurance, a sense of familiarity. So for example, in November, I had to fly to Dallas, and this was the day after the last terror threat, right? So the one with the printer cartridges and all that stuff. So anyway, so I'm flying from Syracuse. So again, I'm a little unsure, but you know, whatever. So I fly and I arrive in Dallas, and I'm about to go outside, and you know, the sister happened to say, "Assalamu alaikum." "Assalamu alaikum." "Assalam." She happened to work there. So okay, you know, alhamdulillah. And I walk a few steps further down. "Assalamu alaikum, brother." Right? "Wa alaikum assalam." Right? So all of a sudden, it sounds, you know, very familiar. I feel all of a sudden I'm like, hey, there's other Muslims here. Right? I'm not the only one. Right? And people are not afraid to say "Assalam" out loud. So it gives a sense of reassurance. So especially at a time when Muslims are under the spotlight, right? When Muslims are under the spotlight, and most of the time a negative spotlight, it's essential, it's crucial that we support one another, that we have support for one another. Because a lot of times, students will come here, right? And this may not apply to everyone, but believe me, there are people who will come to a community, to a university, and they will feel isolated. They won't know, even though alhamdulillah, we have so many people here for Jummah, there will be people who don't know that there are Muslims that are practicing. There will be people who are, you know, wondering, can I really practice my deen here? You know, should I be visible as a Muslim? Can I be visible? What will happen if I am? What will people say? Will I be considered an oddball? Right? Because the more you practice, right, the more practicing you become, right, the more practicing you become, the more strange we think that a person is perceived to be. Right? And Islam is something that is considered strange generally. That doesn't come as a surprise. That doesn't come as a surprise because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Bada al-Islamu ghariban," right? That Islam began as something strange. وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا. And it will soon return and will return as something that is strange. And then what does the Prophet ﷺ say? فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. So give glad tidings to the strangers. Right, so in the beginning, when the Prophet ﷺ started preaching Islam, it was something very new. It was strange, right? And then we see that it gained widespread acceptance. And then again, in the end, Islam again starts to be something that is strange. But don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of being strange. Why? Because there are glad tidings for the strangers. Because the strangers, the people who appear to be strange when they practice Islam, are the ones who are actually practicing Islam as it should be. Right? Practicing Islam will make you a little bit strange, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what the Prophet ﷺ was telling us. So if we come together, right, if we come together as strangers and we strengthen our bond, there's a lot of benefit in that. And why? Why? Because there is strength in being together. There is strength in togetherness. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ describes the relationship between believers as that of bricks in a wall. The relationship between believers is like that of bricks in a wall. They give strength to one another. Right? They give strength to one another. You know, just today, we are seeing the dramatic pictures that are coming in from Japan and the tsunami that has struck. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help everyone who is afflicted by that, and especially our brothers and sisters in Japan. Because, you know, we see walls of water, right? We see basically a mountain of water, a wave coming in, right? And they're so huge that even buildings are being swept away. But generally, when there's a high tide, if you put one brick there, if you put one brick on the beach, it's not going to do anything. The water's going to come, it's going to go right over it, right? But if you build a strong wall, built up of many bricks, that wall can possibly defend itself, can protect against the water that's coming in. Not in today's case, probably, but generally. So the relationship of believers with one another is that of like the bricks of a wall. So we give strength to one another. So while we have the faith, which brings us together, which is the most important, of course, we have a lot of differences as well, minor differences. Right, so for example, even among students, you have students who are undergrad students, you have grad students, you know, you have brothers, you have sisters, you have ethnocultural differences, you might have different views, you may have different preferences. So how do we overcome these and bond together? These should not be a source of division in terms of coming together to give strength to one another. Right, so how can we overcome these? Something that the Prophet ﷺ has told us, which is very beautiful, very simple as well, is to say assalamu alaykum to one another. When you come across another Muslim, offer your salam. When you come across another Muslim, it doesn't matter if you know them or not, offer your salam. The Prophet ﷺ says, narrated by a Muslim, that I swear by the one whose hand is in my soul, in that you will not enter paradise until you believe. So we say, okay, you know, that's something that we know commonly, that you're not going to enter paradise until you believe. But he goes on and he says, and you won't believe until you love one another. And you won't believe until you love one another. And then he says, may I tell you something that if you practice it, you will love one another. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, he's saying that if you practice this, you will start to love one another. And what is it? Spread the salam. Spread the salam amongst yourselves. Afshus salama bainakum. Spread the salam amongst yourselves, and this will increase love for one another. Another thing, very simple thing, is to smile when we greet one another. When you happen to pass by another Muslim, when you see someone, you say assalamu alaikum and you offer them a smile, which is also a form of charity as described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's also part of good customer service, right? So if you go to Walmart, if you go to one of these stores, you know, where they've hired greeters, so especially Walmart, I mentioned Walmart because they have greeters at the door, right? And their job among, you know, the point is to stop shoplifting and so on, but also it's to greet people. So when you come inside, they'll make eye contact, they'll say hello, they'll say good morning, and they'll smile, right? So it's part of good customer service as well. But saying the salam, saying assalamu alaikum, is the best greeting that we could give to one another. Now brothers, please don't use this as an excuse to hit on sisters. You know, I'm not saying you should go and say assalam every time you come across someone, or vice versa. Now just keep your intentions pure, but you get what I'm trying to say. Now, travelers, right, I was talking about the airport, right? So travelers are usually tired, right? Usually they're tired, they're stressed out, they may be connecting flights, you know, they have a long journey, they're returning from a journey. So there's a lot of tiredness involved. And many of us, right, especially students, need some sort of calmness, need some rest, right, some inner peace. Because there are a lot of issues, generally throughout life, but especially when one is a student, that can bother a person. So for example, debt, right? So a lot of students will have student loans. Or, you know, the studies might be causing a problem. Or, you know, if someone is away from home for the first time, they may be homesick. When I left home for the first time, I cried for almost a year. Okay? Even though home was only 45 minutes away. You know, marriage might be a cause of concern for brothers and sisters who are single. Or other relationships, and so on and so forth, right? So there may be different issues that are bothering us. But we must know that the true calmness, the true peace, is only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. For without doubt, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find satisfaction. So if you want true peace, if you want true calmness, it's going to come only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we do for that? So for those travelers, meaning those students who are with us, we try to create an environment where brothers and sisters are encouraged to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this could be through various ways. So for example, through the study, through the recitation of the Qur'an, you know, having programs, having a place where people can come and they can study the Qur'an, through regularly offering salah together, through educational programs and different circles, so different activities. They don't have to be specifically the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but something that will bring people together and that includes the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it could just even be fun activities, right? It could be something fun where people are encouraged, you know, to come and enjoy something halal, right? So it could be, I don't know, right, some sort of sports or bowling or paintball or whatever. But where participants take time out then, take time out to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to offer salah, for example, together, or have some other talk or something else in between. Now the Quranic study recitation program that I was referring to is very important as well. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that we send down in the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe. Right? So for our problems, the issues that we face, the Qur'an is a perfect remedy. Recitation of the Qur'an, studying the Qur'an. And if we start doing that, and if we have programs for that, inshallah, we will see much barakah and much blessing in our community. Another excellent way to bond with one another is in working towards good causes. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bow down and prostrate and worship Allah. And then, وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So do good so that you may be successful. So what does وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ mean? What does it mean to do good? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma explains, among other things, that it includes kindness towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَيْر, the command to do good, includes a number of things, which includes showing kindness towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this includes good works, right? So anything that is good, that is positive, helping the needy, you know, standing up for people's rights, you know, activism for just causes, and even speaking nicely to people. You mentioned this. Even speaking nicely to people is a part of وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. So the point is, the point of all of this is that we come together. Right? We come together and we create an environment of compassion, an environment of support, an environment of care that is inclusive. Right? So we create an environment that is inclusive for all believers, for everyone, so that we are there for our brothers and sisters in faith. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers, the believing man and the believing woman, as awliya of one another. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Right? So they are awliya of one another, the believing man and the believing woman. Awliya can be translated as helpers, supporters, friends, protectors, right? But the point is that they care for one another. The believers are those who care for one another. They enjoin that which is ma'ruf, that which is good, and they forbid that which is munkar, which is evil. They establish salat, they give zakat, and obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essentially telling us that all believers, regardless of where they're from, regardless of who they are, right? So in this specific case, you know, whether you're a first year student, you know, or whether you're a grad student, you know, whether you're a brother, you're a sister, you're old, you're young, you're practicing, you're not practicing, all of these are part of the community, and all of these should be caring for one another. And all of these, every single member of the community, every single person who believes has a responsibility to have concern and to have care for one another. And, you know, it tells us that we should offer our support to all, to everyone, right? So if there are brothers who need help, we offer support to them. If there are sisters who need help in programs or in supporting other sisters, we offer them help as well, of course, with proper etiquettes. And all of this to encourage that which is good and to discourage that which is evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if we do all of this, we establish salat, we start giving zakat, we follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what will happen? أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah's mercy will flow towards these people. So if we start doing all of this, we start having care and compassion and concern for our brothers and sisters, and we try to encourage them to do which is good, we try to encourage them and stop them from doing that which is not good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will start flowing towards us. And finally, let's not forget that there are many people who may not be here today, right? Who may not even know that we are offering Jum'ah here today, but who are in need of spiritual peace, who are in need of guidance, right? And they could be Muslims, or they could be others who are interested in Islam, but they just don't know where to begin. They don't know where to begin, or they just want to know more about Islam. So it is our responsibility to reach out to these people. It is our responsibility, collectively, to reach out to these people, to offer guidance, to offer a helping hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That who is better, right? Who can be better than the one who calls towards Allah? Who can be better than the one who calls towards Allah, does good deeds, and says, I am from amongst the Muslims. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And he says, I am from amongst the Muslims. And this is one of the excellent characteristics of a Muslim, that a Muslim is not ashamed of his or her identity. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Right? The person is not afraid to say that I am one of the Muslims. To be a Muslim, to be practicing Islam, is nothing to be ashamed of. No matter what people say, no matter what people might think of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that this is an excellent quality to have. That who could be better than the person who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does good deeds, and he says, I am from amongst the Muslims. So you have to be happy, you have to be thankful for the fact that you are a Muslim, and it's not something to be ashamed of, not something to be hidden. And it's interesting to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, da'a ila Allah, right? Allah says, whoever calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So not just Islam, but call towards Allah. So that indicates to us that it also applies to calling other Muslims as well. Because somebody could be in the state of Islam, but still needs to be called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we all do to some extent, because we all need to improve in our iman. We all need to improve in our actions, in our practices, in our beliefs. All right. And last week, not last week, but a few weeks ago, I was asked by a professor. I didn't know him. He emailed me here at Queen's, at the Queen's School of Music, to come and to give a lecture on music and Islam. So before I responded to the email, I thought about it a bit, and I was like, okay, what am I going to say there? Right? Music is haram, khala. Okay, it's going to be a 30-second lecture. So in any case, I thought about it, and I said, okay, you know, it's an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, I went in and I gave a talk on the evolution of music in Islam. And last Friday, a student from that class, alhamdulillah, was at the Islamic Center of Kingston, and she took shahada after Jumu'ah prayer last Friday. And she said that I was thinking about Islam for a year. Right? So this is a student in the music program here. And she said that I was thinking about Islam for a year, and I was thinking about embracing Islam, but I didn't know who to contact, I didn't know who to approach. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the opportunity, and then she took shahada last week. Alhamdulillah. So make dua for her, inshallah. Allah give her istiqamah, Allah give her steadfastness, and increase her in iman. But this is a signal. This is a signal to us as a community. This is a signal to us as a community that perhaps we need to work a little harder. Perhaps we need to become a little more inclusive. Okay? Perhaps we need to work a little bit harder, become a little more inclusive, because there are people amongst us, right? Our classmates, our co-workers, our professors, who may be interested in Islam, right? Who may want to know more about Islam. But it is incumbent upon us to reach out to them. It is incumbent upon them, upon us, to open our doors to them and give them the opportunity to come in, to come see us, offer salah, to come, you know, in Ramadan, to do iftar with us, to spend time with us, and then through that they can get the opportunity and they can learn about Islam as well. Because really, we have a lot of potential here, right? We have a lot of potential, and it's a golden opportunity. We have a golden opportunity to build a community based on positivity, based on inclusiveness, based on love for our fellow believers, and concern for our fellow students and our fellow human beings. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to present Islam in the best way possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to come together and to practice Islam as Allah wants us to practice it, right? And to make build an inclusive community where everyone is welcome and everyone is encouraged to take part. As I was mentioning, the natural disaster in Japan, so we make dua for the people who are afflicted, especially our brothers and sisters who may be there, for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases this time for them, makes it easy for them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us as well from all the trials and tribulations of this world. Now, what I normally do is, this is slightly different than what you may be used to, is I have this talk in English, and I prefer to have a short khutbah, two short khutbahs in Arabic afterwards. Okay, so before the salah, between now, we'll have two short khutbahs, very short, which I prefer to do. You don't have to do it, I prefer to do that. And then we will have the salah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah!